interested and participate, because this does affect all of us. As TJ was saying, we're all different cultures, but we all need the same thing: housing, transportation, food, jobs.
And so we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. Thank you so much for listening to the Urban Cafe on WNF 88.5.
One, two, I'm about to set this off like this. Hip-hoppers, check it. Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh, Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Whoa.
Are tuned to WMNF Radio 88.5 FM in Tampa. Stay tuned next for the Sunday Forum coming your way.
Walter Osmond II, and the members of the Fourth Estate from WMNF's Sunday Forum. Join us as we present the film, What is Democracy? What is democracy is coming at a time of profound political and social crisis. What is democracy raises critical questions and challenges our establishment and notions of democracy and freedom. The film highlights some of the greatest political thinkers of our time, including Angela Davis and Cornel West. So join us on Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m. at WMNF Studios at 1210 East Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your tickets now for $7. Space is limited. For more information, call 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org. This is Walter L. Smith II, and we look forward to seeing you at What is Democracy?
WMNF 88.5 FM, Tampa.
Shadows cast by rainbows, there you'll meet the sage. Feeding rabbits bits of lettuce or cleaning out the cage. He can give you more direction than you've ever known. Show you your bronze baby shoes now, my how you have grown. Ain't it nice to fly? You're waving as soft clouds go by, but say you want to go exploring, you got to find some truth. You can't stand one more day of Christians shouting down at you. You say you don't dig politics, that never was your bag. People who could run for office wave their private flag. Ain't it nice to fly? You're waving as all clouds go by, but
good morning. Welcome to the Sunday Forum. This is Walter L. Smith II, the voice of the Tampa Bay area, along with the members of the Fourth Estate crew. What's happening, crew? You good?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Really good.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Especially
yes,
after
yes.
that showing last week from our supporters.
Hey, man.
Yes, we did get
right?
a lot of support, a lot of good support.
That was really
we
cool.
still did not make our goal, and we still need more support. More
yes,
enough.
Yes, yes. Please,
so,
folks.
WMNF.org is the place to do it.
Make it that tip jar for the Sunday Forum. Come on, y'all. Don't add it up.
But many hundreds of dollars, over 1,500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did well. So listen, we have an event coming up.
right?
That's right.
Before we talk about that, let's talk about Jazz on the Lawn at Edison yesterday.
That's very nice.
Wasn't it nice?
Yes, it was.
Avro and I were out at Jazz on the Lawn at Edison yesterday at Edison Elementary School, and it was tremendous. The What We Could Be Exchange, along with which is headed up by Miss Jeanette Bradley and her crew of people. Listen, let me tell you something. It was tremendous, tremendous. And when we look at all the help that we have been able to get for community schools through the work that she has done, it has been tremendous, tremendous. And this is just one more thing that provides for that, that provides opportunity for that, right? And so we had a great showing, tremendous vendors, tremendous entertainment.
Yes, yes. The musicians were wonderful.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Great singers.
Man. Absolutely.
Great singers and the bands, you know? And some
what
drummers and guitar players that were really phenomenal.
Right. I sat at a table with a young man yesterday.
Piano.
Yeah, that's right. And his name is Simeon Moore. Simeon Moore, man, he is he's a pianist as well as a professional drummer. He does tremendous work. And he actually played for a couple of the acts yesterday. So, hey, man, shout out to Simeon Moore, man. He sat at the table with me, and we met yesterday for the first time. And we'd love to have him in studio with us at some point. So we'll be looking for you, Simeon, if you're listening.
Yeah, I saw Connie out there.
Yes,
and a good group of people there with her.
Yes, absolutely.
Very, very spirited, very...
Absolutely.
Always have interesting stuff to say, always pretty much on target.
Yeah. We got to make sure that with all those things that are told to us from our elders, that we are moving towards making those things happen. You know, we got to do some action behind those words, man. We got to make sure these things happen, okay? Because they are here to tell us. You know how you know you put your hand on the stove, or you know the saying, you put your hand on the stove, your mom tell you don't do it anymore. And then, you know, you either don't do it or you do it. And hey, you know, it's up to us whether we put our hands back on the stove or not, right? So, depends, you know about that, Mississippi boy.
Oh, yeah, I used to get it. Mama say, come out from around that stove.
Come out from around here. Get on from around here. So, you know, but listen, it was tremendous. Great outcome yesterday. And so thank you very much for the work that you're doing, Jeanette Bradley, Tina Young. Thank you all for all the work that you're doing out there. And please keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. All right. And we'll have them in studio talk about the outcomes and what they plan on doing next, right? Connect and Propel. Tampa Bay is coming up also in November. Looking forward to that on the 4th and 6th, 4th through the 6th of that time period. And it's going to be at the Tampa Convention Center. So it's free to the public. Come on out. There will be lunch and things like that out there. They'll split up in groups. But the most interesting thing about that is that they have 5,000 recordings plus that they are going to be doing in the community and have been doing in the community online. People have come online and they go out to them in many instances in order to get this, collect this information and have it on record and dealing with the issues that are facing the most prevalent issues that are facing communities today. In our community in the Tampa Bay area. So that's a really, really big issue, really big thing. And so we look forward to seeing them and being a part of everything that they're doing. All right? So, listen, we have some other guests here. Let's get them on in here. In the meantime, tell them to come on in. That's cool. So in the meantime, let's talk about what's going on right now, man, and the fact that we have this thing on the 24th of this month.
Mm-hmm. What is democracy?
What is democracy screening? Let me tell you, with everything that's going on now, we are going to be talking about today how democracy has been eroded. Mm-hmm. How has democracy been eroded in this country? What are we really looking at? What's happening? Because, you know, as I talk to people all the time about these issues, you know, we have to ask the question, do people even know what democracy is anymore?
It's always good to ask a basic question.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we're not asking those questions, then, you know, we're not understanding the core issues. Right. We're not coming up to understand what the core issues are. And one of those core issues is that we have people who are coming through high school who are not learning basic civics.
And this is not the first generation.
Yeah, no, this is like, yeah. I mean, we did. I mean, we had civics courses.
We had civics, but not a lot of people understood civics.
No. They thought that was a time for them to skip school.
Easy A.
Easy A, so they weren't going to do that.
Right.
But no, we have some serious issues. When I hear things like and read about the president telling Nancy Pelosi that she can't be the speaker anymore. Like, huh? How does that work exactly?
I think he thinks he's the only one that was actually elected.
No, this guy thinks he's a dictator.
Yeah. That too. And, you know, the fact that we are in a constitutional crisis is a perfect time for everybody. We've been getting the real civics lessons over the last 3 years in this country. You know, and we, you know, I think the president's been getting the same lesson right alongside us, you know, because he doesn't really seem to know how the separation of powers work in this country, as if he has all power.
No checks and balances. And if you do try to do checks and balances, you get fired or you get attacked in some way that's unseeming.
Right.
You know? That's it's not how we do things. Not how things are supposed to be done. They did that in the Roman the Roman Republic, so
right,
to speak.
Right, which is what, you know, I think it's important that when we have the movie screening, What Is Democracy, you know, you're going to hear analysis and discussions about all the different types of governments, types that the framers of this Constitution were grappling with, you know.
Right.
So,
and grappling is a very, very good word.
And if they were reading Plato, I'm sure that the Greek philosopher Plato was steeped in their minds at the time. And Plato actually thought democracy was a dangerous thing, just straight up pure democracy where people have complete control and power of the franchise, you know, thought that that was too dangerous, that they would just want frivolous. Yeah.
That they would just be frivolous. I like the term franchise.
So that's, you know, these are issues. But even today, you know, how, you know, people are wondering, do we have the system to deal with a person like 45? Do we?
Well, you about to say something
else. But, you know, the thing is, do we have
a red button over there?
I think that, you know, the system is really being strained and tested right now. You have, you know, the thing that George Washington was afraid of, the rise of national parties, is exactly what ended up happening here. And now you have a Republican Party that is saying completely opposite things that they said 25 years ago when Bill Clinton was facing impeachment. Mm-hmm. So they're saying totally the opposite things now that their party standard bearer is under the gun.
That's exactly right. So we've got to have this discussion, and we're going to have that discussion today, but not before we talk to our guests who have come in today from the community. How you doing, Brother Richard?
Greetings.
All right.
Yes, sir. My name is Brother Richard Muhammad. I was invited by Brother Walter Muhammad, but I'd like to say from the onset that I am so blessed and happy to be on your show and have your listening audience listen in on the show about our organization, which is called Building Your Community. And along with me, I have Brother Jihad Amos Muhammad, who is the founder of BYC, Building Your Community. And I asked him to come along with me to give the history of the BYC and what we're doing in the community at this present time. So I like to yield the flow to my brother, and which I love very deeply, and it's Brother Jihad Amos Muhammad.
All right. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine by the grace of the Almighty God.
All right. Yes, all sir. Right. Glad to have you here with us. So tell us about this whole thing.
Yes, sir. First off, I have to give praises to the Most High God for even allowing us to meet you and to reacquaint myself with you. and all of the people I've met thus far, beautiful spirits. At the age of 16, I was getting 27 years with 3 years mandatory in the Florida State Prison.
Wow.
At the age of 13 or 14, I was ambushed in the Robles Park Projects, wherein I was shot up. I've been shot altogether at least 4 times on consecutive occasions. So I grew up in a rough environment, the College Hill Projects. I didn't witness my brother get killed in front of me, but I was able to, after he got shot, I was able to touch him before they put him in the ambulance. And so I witnessed a lot of murder, a lot of you know, rough things in our community that affected me directly or indirectly. And due to those atrocities that I was faced with as a young man, it landed me 10 years. I ended up with 10 years with 3 years mandatory after the 27 years with 3 years mandatory in the Florida State Prison, wherein I filed a 3.850 and got that overturned. But around that time, I had did 9.5 years in prison. And I was fortunate to learn how to read while I was in there at the age of 16. It was an older brother that took me under his wing at Lake Butler, Florida, on K-Wing in solitary confinement, and he taught me how to read. And that was the process, or the beginning of the process, of building the real community, which is my mindset, my twisted mindset that the community in this world had twisted. And so BYC in the beginning started out as Backyard Clique, and it was perceived or taken as a gang.
Wow.
But it was family-oriented. Because of my brother who got murdered, we pledged that we would not let that happen again on our watch. And so it could have been taken as a gang because it was a lot of bloodshed on both sides. And so at a certain point, I'm going to jump a lot of hurdles due to the time, I met with a brother, Anwar Arif, which was my godfather. I was helping him move from Tampa. He was going to Baltimore. And he gave me a newspaper. And on this newspaper, it read, 2009, a lecture that the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave in Memphis, Tennessee. And it read, build our community. And I was trying to find a way to take back to, quote unquote, that so-called gang, a new acronym that would change our perspective on how we view one another, because we took one another as natural enemies, in which we weren't.
Wow.
Weren't.
Wow.
And so I brought that to them, say, won't we try this acronym, since I started it in 1987. And so it was build your community. And to my surprise, all of them accepted, except the few that have lost many lives, and they couldn't see themselves building a community with a man who may have murdered their brother or their cousin. But it was a start. And for the minister to come in 2010 to recognize that work of the BYC and to say, these brothers, they are not in the mosque, you know. You don't have to be in the mosque to be a soldier. Right. You just got to have it in your heart. And so it was in the brother's heart. They wanted to atone and reconcile. And the minister, his coming was basically the key to that reconciliation and that atonement for both sides. And after the minister left, we was able to sit down with the brothers and sisters that may have wronged us and we have wronged them. And we sat down and reconciled our differences and atoned. And now, even to this day, we haven't revisited that kind of violence amongst one another.
So Robles Park.
Yeah, Robles Park.
Robles Park is seen as being, you know, in this city, Robles Park has a history of being seen as being one of the more violent
communities
out there.
Absolutely.
Right? You look at World Star Hip Hop. You know, if you've been on social media, you see World Star Hip Hop. I've actually had students who were telling me, "Yo, you gotta check it out, man. These so and so's out here, you know, blah blah blah, in Robles Park."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm. Wow.
Well, even today, you can go to Robles Park and on Nautica. When you go down
right.
Central
right.
and you make that right on Lake,
yes.
that first turn up into Nautica, right on the side of the wall, you'll see the bullet holes that's there when I got shot from 1987. The bullet hole's still there. Have it been patched up? And you walk to the wall and just see it. It used to be a tree stump there with a lot of bushes near that wall. That's the only thing that saved me when they ambushed me. They was actually after someone else, but since we was right there,
they got
me and shot two of my associates that was with me as well, one in the head and one in the chest.
Oh, hammers. Brother, glad to have you here with us today.
Happy to be with you, beloved.
All right. Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Brother Idris Farouk Muhammad.
All right.
I'm a member of the BYC.
All right. Glad to have you here with us.
Glad to be here with you.
All right. Tell us about your role here.
In what regard?
With regard to BYC.
My role with the BYC is to provide the assistance at whatever position is needed regarding going out into the community, regarding
outreach.
Not only the outreach, but the reconciliation among individuals who have what we would call street conflicts, to work in the area of assistance and regarding to whatever is needed in the cause of trying to make a better way for our people, to uplift them, to produce in their heart a need that they all have for change, but to allow them an atmosphere where that need can be germinated, it can be cultivated, it can be producing the final effect, which is a change in a mentality and an attitude.
And we do need that. We do need that. And you know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, Brother Jihad, was the fact that basically, that you have to change the condition. And change the condition is not just the condition of the community itself.
That's second. First.
But first is to change the condition of the people, of the person.
And the way they think and feel.
And the way they think and feel.
About the person who they look at in the mirror first.
Right.
Because if you don't like what you see, then how could you have peace with me?
Well, one of the things I've always admired about the Nation of Islam is the fact that the self-image... The self-image is what we had to work on, right?
Yes.
It, from its inception, that's what it has been. And there's been, you know, if you look now, like, for instance, gosh, what's the name? Godfather of Harlem. A lot of people are like, okay, so you look at Epic's Godfather of Harlem, right? And you look at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. The clinic scene with
the clinics that were there. Exactly.
Yes.
How many people actually knew that even existed? My father grew up partly in Harlem.
Wow.
And he knew about that. He told me, he's like, yep, I know about that. I've seen it. He's actually been in there. And I was like, what? He had been in there. He had seen some of the things that were on TV. And you know, when that transition was taking place. And it's amazing to know that history. Right?
Yes, right.
And when we start to look at the transitions that the people are trying to implement in our communities, there's this thing called self-sufficiency.
Yes.
Right? That I've always admired about the Nation. Right? And it's been, and with regard to that, you know, in the South, the Nation of Islam has not been as powerful in Tampa as it probably should have been or could be. But hell, you know, with the type of things that are going on now and the need, you are part, you know, you're part of the community.
Exactly.
You know, you are part of the community. And the bottom line is we need all hands on deck.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And on that note, brother, I would like to say that the Nation of Islam attract people from all type of backgrounds.
That's
me being a former law enforcement officer and worked in the county jail and was able to use the name Muhammad and respected on the street. That being said, that we out here to better our community, no matter what background you come from. And all three of us are fruit of Islam, registered members of the Nation of Islam.